Hey y'all, this is Josh Turner, and you're listening to my buddy Lee Williams.
Would you go with me if we roll down streets of fire? Would you hold on to me tighter as the summer sun got higher? If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Clouds together, could you not look down forever if you were lighter than a feather? Oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so, so would you go with me?
Anyway, we're in London and Josh Turner's with me. Welcome.
Good to be here again.
Yeah, that's great. I think the last time I saw you, was it 4 or 5 years ago?
4 years ago, yeah. It's hard to believe it's been that long. So, you know, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of my Long Bike Train album this year, and the song too, for that matter. But we released it on vinyl for the first time ever back in May. And so we're excited. We're on tour, you know, kind of celebrating the 20th anniversary, and we have Long Black Train 20th anniversary tour specific merchandise that we're selling, and people can check that out on my website, joshturner.com.
Great, because you're only in England for a couple of days, and both nights sold out here.
Yeah, we'll be here for a little while. We got here yesterday and playing here tonight, play tomorrow, and then I think we travel on Friday. We're going to Norway, so I play in Norway on Saturday. So.
Yeah, have you been to Norway before?
I have not, so I'm looking forward to that. I know people who have been over there, and they say nothing but good things about it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Are you in the process of recording new material?
Yeah, I'm in the studio right now, kind of working towards a new record. It's moving kind of slow, but you know, what we've recorded so far is pretty good. I'm pretty proud of it. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how the record, you know, finishes up. But yeah, it's always good to be back in the studio. You know, signed a new deal here just a while back, so label can't seem to get rid of me.
Because you did do some Christian music as well, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, the last three records I did were kind of passion projects, and you know, it was stuff that I had been wanting to do for a long, long time. My fans had been requesting it for a long, long time, and it's funny, you know, some fans can just kind of assume that it's super easy and quick to make a record, which is not. It takes a lot of, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of negotiating and you know, decision making that goes into making a record. So for me to be able to say that I've done, you know, three of them since 2018 is incredible, because the last time I was here in England, I was promoting my gospel record, I Serve a Savior, which I also did a TV special for and was on DVD, which I'm very proud of, included my family and Sonia Isaacs and Bobby Osborne and, you know, all that. But yeah, I did the gospel record. And then in 2020, I did the Country State of Mind record, which is basically a collection of all my favorite songs. I'll actually be playing the title track here tonight, and had bunch of special guests join me on that record, everybody from Randy Travis to John Anderson to Chris Christopherson to new artists like Chris Jansen and Runaway June and Maddie and Tay. And then I got the opportunity to make my first Christmas record, which, you know, once again, I had always wanted to do that. And, you know, my heroes have all made Christmas records. And so I wanted to kind of get my Christmas, you know, my versions of Christmas songs out there, and, you know, songs that I've written and different things. So that was a fun project to be a part of. We also partnered with the Gaithers on that and did a TV special, and it aired on Up TV and just, you know, was very successful. And so I've done a Christmas tour the last 2 years. And so, yeah, I've been busy. Hey, y'all, this is Josh Turner, and you're listening to my buddy Lee Williams.
Stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut her up.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. Why don't we just just bouncing off the walls, floating on air. Hey, baby, baby, why don't we just dance? Vinyl,
is that selling well in America like it is here?
It is, surprisingly. You know, that's kind of had a resurgence, and people love having the vinyl record. I think it, especially the diehard fans, they want every piece of product that you can give them, you know, and so offering them a vinyl record, you know, version of albums that they like, you know, I think they love it. And so yeah, we've been selling, I've sold vinyl record versions of, let's see, Deep South, I Serve a Savior, Country State of Mind, King Size Manger, and we came out with the Your Man Deluxe Edition vinyl at some point, and now we have the Long Black Train out on vinyl. So yeah, the fans are getting what they want.
Brilliant. And of course, we'll talk about Your Man, such a great song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that recently was, that album was recently certified triple platinum, which I did not see that coming. That was that blindsided me, and it just it took a while for that to kind of sink in. And then the Your Man, the song, was certified quadruple platinum. So that again, you know, it's just, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around those numbers.
That must have pleased Jace Everett.
Oh yeah, 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 and Chris and well, both Chris's. Dubois and Stapleton, but yeah, it, you know, that song, it shot to number one when we had it on the chart. I had a great video of it with me and my wife, and then we celebrated the 15th anniversary of it a couple of years ago, and like I say, we released it on vinyl, and then my wife and I went and we shot like an updated version of the video, kind of like, you know, this is us 15 years later with children, and we've been married this whole time, and we're, you know, it's kind of like we're having a night out, you know, at the same hotel, and so it was fun to kind of blend those two videos together, which I don't think has ever been done before, but yeah, Scotty McCreery singing it on American Idol, you know, and then Tyler Perry's character Medea, you know, she did it in one of her farewell tour, and which went, we put it out on my social media, and it's just like, just gone through the roof on views. And, you know, Randy Travis and I did the CMT Cross Country, where a lot of those songs from that Your Man album were featured, and that drove it to like double platinum status. And so yeah, I've watched it over the years, just, you know, just take on a life of its own.
It's like your child.
Oh yeah. It's unbelievable. It's like, you know, I remember the first time I heard it, I had doubts about it. I told my producer, I said, you know, I don't know if this song is for me or not. And he said, well, take it home and try it out. Put it in the key that's right for you. Just play around with it and see what you think. If you like it, we'll cut it the next day. And so that's what we did. I got home and I was like, this may work. So I went in and we cut it, and the rest is history. Hey, y'all, this is Josh Turner, and you're listening to my buddy Lee Williams.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low, and put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind.
we lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Do you write much of your own material?
Yeah, it's a good mixture of my songs and outside songs.
Tell me about Long Black Train, because you wrote that. Mm-hmm. And how did that come about?
Yeah, Long Black Train was a song that I wrote when I was in college there in Nashville, and didn't have a record deal, wasn't married, still a student there in college, and so I didn't write it for a record. And I wrote it by myself. It came to me in a vision, and wrote most of it late one night, and then got up the next morning and realized it wasn't finished, and wrote the fourth verse to it that next afternoon. And even then I was like, I don't think people are really going to want to hear this. And a friend of mine walked into the little clubhouse there at the apartment complex that I was working at, and she said, what are you working on? I said, well, I just finished a song. She said, well, play it for me. I said, you won't like it. So she said, play it for me anyway. And so I did. And she made me play it for this other person and this other person. It's just kind of a snowball effect to where it ended up kind of becoming my, it was literally the song that put me on the map. I played it on my Grand Ole Opry debut. It was one of the songs that got me signed to MCA Records. It was a song that got me my publishing deal. It was the title track to the first record. It helped me buy my first house. It was just like unbelievable. And then beyond that, the impact that it's had on fans is immeasurable.
Great. Josh Turner, it was so pleased to talk to you again, and welcome back to England, and come back soon.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to it.
That's great.
Hey y'all, this is Josh Turner, and you're listening to my buddy Lee Williams.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the head, look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same.
burning your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say, victory. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say, victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare, but its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say, victory. Devil's driving that long black train.